Governor Doyle helped kick off the annual VFW conference with a speech touting the state's new education benefits for Wisconsin veterans. The past president of the Wisconsin VFW, Vietnam veteran Marine Alan Cockendurfer, found it easy to praise Doyle's leadership in expanding veterans' benefits.
The state, under his leadership, has continued to make advances in an already best-in-the-nation package of veterans' benefits. Hey, we're good people. We do right things here. Hey, Wisconsin's a great place.
But Cockendurfer's tone changed when asked about the murder charges pending against the Marines.
These are normal activities in the history of recorded warfare. It is unfortunate they occur. They do. And it seems like there is more media bringing out the negative in the wars we're fighting today than ever before. Some things are better left unsaid. And the military will discipline these people as they always have. Leave it be at that.
Another Vietnam veteran, Larry Kuchma, commander of the Lake Geneva VFW post, said the rules of military justice haven't changed since George Washington's day.
If you run, you are shot. If you murder, you will be trialed fairly and executed, hung. We don't do that nowadays. Comparable though. But we as military men know that we will go out of our way to support and assume they are innocent. So, without a doubt, proven guilty.
One veteran compared the alleged murder of the Iraqi civilian with the recent brutal killings of two Marines captured and tortured by Iraqi militants. Richard Koski is a member of VFW Post 7221 in Maquonago.
I mean, they can mutilate us, but we can't, interfere in their, lives and stuff. But maybe it's all made up story until we get the, true evidence.
A Milwaukee naval officer, Melson Bakos, has also been charged in the murder of the Iraqi civilian. But VFW past president Alan Cockendurfer says the alleged crimes of these soldiers pales in comparison to the vast majority of Wisconsin soldiers he's met who support the war effort.
I've talked to thousands of them, and I have not heard one negative comment about their duty. They are positive and upbeat about what they're doing, and the fact that they, on the ground, are seeing the birth of a democratic nation taken hold amongst the people. Lord, I wish that message would come across the national media.
Cockendurfer says he'd like to see the public focus its attention on improving services for wounded U.S. soldiers once they've returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.